You're listening to SBS News.
As Australia braces for yet another wave of Omicron infections, researchers are questioning whether further vaccinations should be rolled out among the general population. More than 70% of Australians have had at least three shots of a COVID-19 vaccine. That's two normal doses plus a smaller booster jab. A second booster dose, the fourth jab in total, is currently recommended for certain vulnerable groups, such as those who are over 65 or the severely immunocompromised. University of Newcastle immunologist Nathan Bartlett says this should be expanded as a matter of priority.
I mean, I just reminded myself, I looked at my vaccine certificate when I received my third shot, my first booster. It was in December 2021. By about 6 months, those antibody responses will have waned, giving very little protection. So I'm concerned. Add that all up. Waning immunity, breakthrough infections, new variants, risk of long COVID. I would be hoping most of us become eligible for a second shot just to reduce the risk of all those nasty things happening.
A key consideration has been the emergence of new Omicron subvariants and whether it is better to wait for modified vaccines that are more effective. Dr. Bartlett believes it's better to act now rather than to wait for new vaccines that might take months.
Yeah, I think the situation is becoming increasingly urgent now. By waiting to see if one pops up, you're actually increasing the risk at will because you're just letting, you know, infections go now. Greater than potentially they would otherwise if, you know, you rolled out a second booster for a greater number of the population.
The Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation provides the government with recommendations on COVID-19 vaccine eligibility. Its latest advice, published in late May, states that for healthy people under 64, one booster is enough to protect them from severe illness. Infectious disease physician Paul Griffin says a variant-specific booster shot could be available later this year.
I guess we know that, you know, the protection from three doses is very good, but it's not going to protect people lifelong. So there will be a requirement for additional doses. And we're starting to see that be rolled out to those most vulnerable groups already. Yeah, I mean, we are seeing this virus evolve very quickly. And, you know, the new subvariants are posing challenges for us. And I do anticipate that we might start to utilise a variant-specific booster perhaps later in this year.
Australian children aged between 6 months and 5 years old will likely soon become eligible for their first dose of the COVID-19 jab. Regulators in the United States have approved two vaccines for young children made by drug companies Pfizer and Moderna. Public health researcher Jane Frawley says it's likely only a matter of time before Australia does the same.
So certainly parents of children with other health conditions have been eagerly waiting the approval of this vaccine for their children. But even parents with healthy children, it's advisable if and when this vaccine is approved for use in Australia, the parents should consider getting their healthy kids vaccinated as well.
Federal Health Minister Mark Butler last week warned Australia to prepare for another wave of Omicron cases to sweep the country. Over the weekend, Australia registered its 10,000th coronavirus death. Around 40 people on average are dying with the virus every day. At the same time, Australia has also moved to further relax certain COVID-19 restrictions and requirements. For example, as of July the 6th, foreign travellers arriving in the country will no longer need to demonstrate proof of vaccination. Steve Trask, SBS News.